The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have a very short reading today, a very short passage from the Gospel of Mark. And it tells of that episode when, after Jesus has fed 4,000 men and women, the Pharisees came up to him and asked for more signs. And it's surprising, the response of the Lord. He was quiet, and he sighed from the depths of his heart and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign?" And that's very telling. Why does this generation ask for a sign? He made the Pharisees representative of the entire generation of people who are looking for signs. Now, the Lord raised that question, why does this generation ask for a sign? Because in truth, hundreds and hundreds of signs had been given to them already. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of the prophecies of the Old Testament. He fulfills all of those, from Isaiah to Ezekiel to Jeremiah to Micah, all of them, even the works of Moses, all of them are pointing to the coming of the Messiah. And so they are swimming in signs, if only they have the mind and the heart and the humility to accept them. Now, you and I, my friends, sometimes tend to be like this generation that longs for a sign. Oftentimes in our troubles, when life gets hard, we ask, "Lord, give me a sign. Give me a sign that you are with me, abiding in me." Well, the answer is the same as was given to the Pharisees. You are living. We are immersed in the presence of the Lord. Sister Faustina will often say, we are swimming in an ocean of mercy. We are swimming in the grace of God. So what is needed then? Why does it feel sometimes he's not here with us so that we ask for a sign? The answer is in the book of James, in the first reading today. James says, well, you ask for it from the Lord. You ask faith from the Lord. That's the first step, to ask of faith from the Lord, because faith is a gift. And so we ask the Lord for the virtue of faith. Now, remember, every time we ask for the things of the Spirit, the Lord gives it to us right away. Because he says, whoever asks will be, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened unto you. Those things refer to virtues, to spiritual gifts. So for us to be able to have that eyes of faith, ask for it from the Lord first. And then after we ask for that virtue of faith, to see his hand in everything that we do, then we step out in faith, knowing that he has given everything to us already. We step out in faith, and then we begin to see the joy, the joy in all of those trials which James was talking about. Because he is with us, because he is walking with us. And so, my friends, today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, around the table of his word, in the table of his body and blood, let us ask for the faith. Because you and I, sometimes we get weary. Today, let us ask to be refreshed and be given that eyes of faith to know and to realize that He walks with us, even as He promised in the book of Matthew, "I shall be with you until the end of time."